Earlier this week, talks in Doha, Qatar, between representatives of Lebanon's Hezbollah-led opposition and its pro-Western government, had suffered a setback when the opposition rejected Qatari proposals for the political rivals to elect a new president and form a unity government before working on a new election law. Both the government and the opposition were seeking changes that would give them an advantage in parliamentary elections next year. The opposition insisted on having more than one-third of Lebanon's 30 cabinet posts, and reports on the agreement now indicate it will get at least 11 seats. In addition, both sides have now agreed the Speaker of Parliament will call for Army Chief General Michel Suleiman to be elected president, a post that has been vacant since last November. According to Hannah Anbar, associate publisher of the Beirut Daily Star, the meetings in Doha were hung up on several important issues, including Hezbollah's refusal to discuss possible disarmament. Mr. Anbar notes that most Lebanese militias disarmed as part of an agreement that ended the 15-year-old civil war in 1990, but Hezbollah was allowed to keep its weapons to fight Israel. Mr. Anbar says the lack of stability caused by the political crisis and this month's fighting has had a negative impact on people in Lebanon.
There is no control of prices. Basic things have gone up 300-400%. Because of this violence, it was proven that the army could not protect the people, the government could not protect the people. And you have to realize half the people, if not more, are armed to the teeth.
Hannah Anbar says because extremism can have a life of its own, moderates feared Lebanon could be dragged into another civil war if negotiations in Doha had not worked out. But he disagrees with those Western analysts who suggested Lebanon was in danger of becoming a full-fledged Iranian satellite state.
It's very far-fetched. Lebanon has 18 sects. Lebanon has a Sunni population, a Christian population, and a Druze population. No matter how much Shiite population wants Iranian influence to come into Lebanon, there is no way they can impose that on the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Hannah Anbar says it is accurate to say Hezbollah is now the single most powerful force in Lebanon. Diplomatic correspondent for Al Arabiya Television, Nadia Bilbasi, agrees. In fact, she calls last week's events a Hezbollah coup d'etat.
Ultimately, Hezbollah wanted to translate Shiite power in terms of demography, in terms of census, into political power. And the fear is basically they wanted to take one particular decision immediately, which is relating to the investigation of the late Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri.
Here Ms. Bilbasi refers to the assassination of Lebanon's popular former Sunni Prime Minister, in which the government of Syria has been implicated. The Lebanese government and their Western allies have been pressing for an independent UN investigation, which the largely Shia opposition strongly opposes. The press attaché at the Syrian embassy in Washington, Ahmed Saltini, says that just like most Arab and international media and the Syrian people had been following events in Lebanon and the talks in Doha very closely.
Unfortunately, history has sadly shown us when events unfold violently, in other words, any lack of stability in Lebanon tends to affect Syria directly. Therefore, Syria as a nation as a whole really has a high stake in having Lebanon stable and unified.
In fact, Syria's interest in Lebanon has been an issue in the West. And because the United States classifies Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, the group's ascension to power is certain to accelerate Western fears, which are already stirred by Hezbollah's alliance with Syria and Iran. But Nadia Bilbasi suggests that Hezbollah discredited itself in the eyes of people on the Arab street by turning its guns on Lebanese citizens earlier this month. However, she says, the political situation in Lebanon is complex.
It's not a radical force supported by Iran as opposed to a moderate force supported by the United States. People will resent the takeover of Hezbollah for so many reasons. For them, it's a matter of survival. But on the other hand, the Shiites have always been seen as being marginalized by the rest, whether they're Sunnis or Christians. And if there is a census, most likely they will be the majority. But because of the makeup of Lebanon, these groups will do everything possible to stop Hezbollah taking over and becoming the government.
In Lebanon, life can now go on. And while there may be a lack of unanimity over the details of the new political agreement, there has to be some sense of relief that at least the stalemate appears to be over. For International Press Club, I'm Jim.